last time, and I'm not sure we said it when we came out of executive session, but the idea of making sure that all of the applicants get a copy of the enabling legislation, and there was one other thing that people had asked for. Oh, I think it was the plastics ban.
The plastic bag ban?
Yeah. Plastic bag ban, yeah. No, we banned all plastics.
Okay, so do we have any new business?
So, just officially on the record, you need to come out of executive session.
So do we have to move it?
Yes, we came out of executive session.
We're in executive session when we motioned to come out.
We're coming out now. I move that we come out of executive session. Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
No action was taken in executive session.
Joanne, okay. Let me just give you one thing before you go.
And do we have any new business
to talk about? And I will not take very long.
7:36
But other than the earlier discussion. Which was out of order.
For setting the special committee. I mean, a special meeting.
To reach out to Department of Environment. And I can put together some thoughts of...
Things we want to look at.
We could ask in advance so that she can come prepared. But basically, we do want to see the whole budget.
This is already passed.
And we'd like to see an advance copy of their budget in as much detail as they can give us. And then
So that's what you're talking about.
Want to adjourn from this meeting before you?
I just want to see about that. That's part of this.
Thank you.
Amanda, do you have anything from Climate Smart update?
Have the door open and closed.
It can open. Thank you.
Just that. I did a presentation at the Association of Counties, and I think it went really well. The thing that we're having difficulty is getting volunteers to actually go out to businesses. And I was feeling a little frustrated about that. I think the steering committee is actively working, and it took a while, but one of them most challenging businesses, the first one that volunteered called us up and said, I want to do this. Duso Foods in Ellenville, which is a food distributor, so they have a freezer section and a cold storage and a refrigeration. And it turned out that the most valuable kind of low-hanging fruit for a return on investment was working with Central Hudson and their contractors, both on lighting and refrigeration. And so, you know, we're learning as we go. We did a training on, I think it was September 18th, for volunteers and steering committee, and that was videotaped, and the PowerPoints and the video are going to be up on the website very shortly. As new people, I think what we've accomplished is that we've built a very strong foundation. And, you know, things like I got a call from Reese Insurance today, and almost every day, and I will be speaking at the Socrates Chamber on Halloween.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why they pick. I mean, that
it's
happens.
It's kind of a busy day at daycare.
I know.
Do you know what time?
I think it's 7, but I need to double check.
At night?
Pardon?
At night,
yeah. And I have to also find out the location.
That's cool. That was when it was scheduled,
and I...
Bigger holiday than Christmas.
You have to go with it.
Do I need to wear a costume? And they said, just a mask.
Yeah, that's a Wednesday.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if they regularly meet.
Do you know where it's going to be?
The last Wednesday of the month. I don't, but I know it's indoors because the one in September was out.
Let me know, because maybe my grandkids will be there. They go to bed early, so maybe. Yeah. Maybe if I can't be there like at the when it starts, I could still get there.
Yeah. So that's really nice. And Saugerties is very active, including this gentleman that
John Schoonmaker.
Yeah.
Yep.
I met him recently and I gave him the information, and he has two businesses he's going to be working with. So that looks like we're going to have a good active hub in Saugerties.
Right, right, good.
And it's always being discussed at their CAC, CSC joint
meetings. Maybe you let me know who you already have on board.
Okay.
I can see
if
there's any places I might have an in with that I could
absolutely
could talk to. And then if you can send us the you know, when it's up. Training thing and everything. I could look at that.
Yes, absolutely.
Catch up.
So we're building a lot of resources and a lot of interest. But my feeling was that since it's been hard to get the volunteers to go out, they're trained and they know how to, but to get them to go out and start meeting with the businesses. You might remember last year I put in a budget amendment for a county energy coordinator. And
yes.
And the response was, we have that taken care of. Well, in fact, Nick Vosta has been amazing in terms of how much help he has provided, which a year ago I didn't know one way or the other. The cooperation's been great. He's helped build the database, maintain the website. But what he's not doing, and really what none of us, including the steering committee, have time to do, is go out to the businesses and hold their hand.
And that's where you need the volunteers.
I'm planning, just so you guys know, because I think, you know, it's very relevant to this committee, I'm planning to put in a much smaller budget modification. I didn't think about this in time to try to get it into the budget, but if Amanda comes, I'll bring it up that night. And I'm working with Miles Kretchen, who is on the Climate Smart Committee. He's one of the people on the committee. He used to work for Luminary, now he has his own business, to develop instead of a $110,000 budget, a $50,000 budget, you know, that is, I think, 45 for, I don't know whether you call it salary when it's a contractor, for 30 hours a week. And we've mapped out some of the things that Nick, even with the great cooperation from Department of Environment and Office of Economic Development, there's still gaps. And so we'll see. I think maybe a smaller budget, you know, to get a contractor, I think it will really pay off.
Is there any kind of group you can think of that we could subcontract? Because last night, one of the changes at Legislative Programs, we were like kind of concerned because CASA, which is Court Appointed Special Advocate, I think, the mediation people were there, and we're like, but they oversee three counties, and CASA has now come under their umbrella. So like you know, the payroll and all, like the housekeeping things are taken care of with this umbrella, but the actual work and stuff, the person is actually able to coordinate volunteers and do things, like their hands were freed up.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something else that's already out there that we could come under an umbrella for.
This is
that
pretty
work.
Groundbreaking.
So there's nothing else that we could.
Last year when we talked about it, they suggested seeing if Citizens for Local Power, who were, you know, as a subcontractor, you know, I don't know that, I haven't brought it up with them or anything, but I mean, I think what would happen is we would do an RFP, and if it gets that far, but to have somebody available to be actually setting up appointments and meeting with businesses at least 3 days a week would make a huge difference, especially now that the business community, this is starting to be on their radar. And my goal is that by next year, people will start checking the county website if they want an insurance company or they want, you know, and go to the green business leaders because these are people that are actually trying to do something about the climate crisis. So that's my report, and I will send you, Mary, the information on the Saugerties Chamber.
Okay, thank you.
Keep everyone posted. And I think that's it. It's, you know, it's, we're making good progress, but I just feel like you can't leave this stuff to volunteers.
Right, there has to be somebody like coordinating.
That coordinates just, and says, because. You know, the, another thing is we've
because they'll notice trends in where to or holes in business. You know what type of businesses you
yes.
might want to try to
peer matches mm-hmm. from the businesses that are doing well. You know, like does could Bread Alone Bakery meet with Dicings and you know
right,
that kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
But somebody to actively coordinate that. Which I think is more than Nick has time to do. I think what Nick is doing is sort of filling up his time that's available. And but I just mentioned one other thing we met. A couple of our steering committee people met with the Boys and Girls Club. And they're interested and will probably go through an analysis and you need to call Chris' phone.
I do. Yeah,
yes.
I know. I've been so swamped trying to
their operations manager, who happens to be a woman, which I was delighted to hear. Mm-hmm. Somewhat unusual. Recommended that we reach out to something called Ulster Works, which I wasn't aware of. I know the Department of Labor does paid internships, but Ulster Works works with and prepares young people to do internships, and they pay a 6-month internship. And if it works out, that young person may have a job.
It's not just young people, dislocated housewives, and it's also, you know, people of any age they'll pay. Like
it came up in the context of, are there young people in either the Boys
cool.
and Girls Club or Youth Build that could actually participate in the renovation. And that's why she suggested that. I had never heard of Ulster Works. I do know about the Department of Labor, but I didn't know there was a
the Office of Employment and Training was at the one stop was in that building.
Yeah.
I used to be the director there.
Oh, so we're going to be following up. We're going to have a meeting with them and see how that can fit into the program. But I know it's very
good,
late,
you.
So I
already
won't
covered
go
the oversight committee. That was the next thing on the agenda. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So
second.
Moved.
And
thank
you're
going
to just do a doodle for, or did you
yeah.
decide
well,
on
the 10th? Brian, you and Brian had a problem with the 10th, right?
Yes.
So maybe we look at the 11th.
50. So, yeah. Okay.